Hello, and welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. In this fourth episode, I'm going to talk about Internet and Windows Vista. The Internet is one of the areas that has improved a lot in Windows Vista, and I'm going to show you today what's new, as well as some redesigned Internet options, as well as some new keystrokes. Internet Explorer 7.0, just like 6.0, keeps on improving. It now has what's called the phishing filter, RSS feeds, and the redesigned favorites, new toolbars, and searching capabilities using Windows Live Site. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to show you what really has changed in the core of Windows Vista. For those of you who have been running Windows Internet Explorer 7.0 would notice that the Windows Explorer is no longer tied to Internet Explorer. So for example, if you open a URL from Windows Explorer, it'll open it using Internet Explorer. If you open a local folder from Internet Explorer, it'll open using Windows Explorer. So to start off, to briefly demonstrate what has really changed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open Windows Explorer using Windows key press E.
Windows Explorer folder view list view not selected local disk C 1 of 2 to move to items use the arrow keys not.
Okay, local disk C is open. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly adjust JAWS.
JAWS context menu, big globe, leaving menus, global with brick, computer, navigation.
There we go.
Name header not selected local.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open a URL. Let me see. Let's go to Alt-D.
Address it.
Let's see. Open Rick Carmen's Blind Geek Zone website. www.blind-geek. .zone.net. And here's what you should hear.
Windows Internet Explorer 2%. 100%.
Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone.
10 headings and 19 links.
That was the famous Rocco saying that. Welcome to Blind Geek Zone. So it opened using Windows Internet Explorer. So this is one way of opening a URL from Windows Explorer.
Computer.
What the?
Blind computer. Blind Geek Zone Windows.
There we go. We had some dilemma there. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you the converse of that. The inverse. To open a local folder from Internet Explorer and see what happens. I'll press Alt-D.
Address edit com.
And I'll open, let's say, documents.
Blend.
And see what happens.
1%. 1%. Blind Geek Zone with computer not responding. Compute blank.
Oh, we got some dilemma there.
Blank. Lib search documents Windows Internet Explorer 100%. RSS feeds 25 headings and 59 links. Lib search dot desktop. Folder view Microsoft Windows. Restart the program button to activate. Check your user account control settings. User account control is turned.
Oh, we have 7:52
a.m. Lib search document.
Again, cuz.
Blank.
I don't know what's going on, but it decided not
documents,
to respond.
Documents.
To my
folder view list view. Not selected facts. Lib search documents with.
It did open documents, but.
Document. Lib search document.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open
address
the
edit.
Address again and see what happens if I type, let's say, computer.
Windows Explorer folder view list view not selected.
You heard Windows Explorer computer. So I'd like to apologize for that lengthy delay there because I don't know, for some reason computer decided to not respond anymore. So here's how. So that's how you open your local folder.
Lib search documents.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to show you a third way of opening a website. The first was using address bar, second was using the run dialog as in previous version of Windows. The third way is using start menu. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Windows key.
Menu bar, file to navigate.
Not off key, I press.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit to move through items, press.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to type the same website address that I've typed. www.blindgeekzone.net. As I mentioned on my episode, on startup episode, I said the start menu can be used to open app, open a website, and this is the place to do that.
Leaving menus, 1%, 100%, RSS blind.
Okay, we have the blind geek zone, and it also said RSS feeds. RSS feeds is a internet content that is frequently updated. For example, if a news site had an RSS feed relating to news stories, then it will update its content, and the user will be able to download the content and view it on your on his or her computer. The RSS feeds are usually stored in an XML document, so you need to be very, very careful about those documents. I'm going to show you how to navigate around RSS feeds in a moment while I'm introducing new keystrokes though. All the usual IE commands are the same. In JAWS, it still uses the virtual cursor. In Windows, it still uses browser mode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what's new in terms of toolbars. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to address bar, which is the first of the toolbars.
Address edit combo.
Now press tab to go to the toolbar and introduce some new items there. I press tab.
Toolbar refresh F5 button to activate. Press the space bar.
Refresh button and the escape button is right here. This is a page loading toolbar. The famous F5 command and escape commands are still here, as in IE6 and below.
Lib search edit type of text.
This is where you can search for anything on the Windows Live site. Although I've noticed that you can actually change the search site as well. You can press Ctrl E to come back to this prompt.
Toolbar search alt plus enter to search in the new tab button.
Yeah, if you want to search in a new tab, you can do that. And this leads me to explain the tab browsing. I forgot to explain that in the beginning though. Internet Explorer 7.0 introduces what's called a tabbed browsing, where new pages open in a new tab, just like a property sheet and multi-page dialogs. You can move through these tabs using Control Tab and Control Shift Tab, just like you've done with the multi-page dialogs. And there's a setting to either enable or disable tab browsing. And I'm going to show you how to do that in a moment while going through the internet options. The tab browsing is useful if you want to open a multiple site without having to open multiple windows. You can still open multiple windows if you want, but for ease or convenience, I recommend that you use tab browsing to open multiple sites in a given window. So that's the way to open a tab. To open a new tab, press Ctrl T. To close an open tab, you press Ctrl W to close a tab. When you open a tab, the default is that it will launch itself on the address bar. So you need to type the address bar that you want to open the web page with. If you have a favorite, you need to press Shift Tab once. So you go to the content of a blank page, which is by default. And then you have to go to favorites and open the page that way. I want to show you in a moment though. To open a current link or a current site using a different tab, you would press Alt Enter to open the window in the new tab. I press Tab to continue browsing the toolbar.
Toolbar favorites center Alt plus C view favorites feeds and history buttons.
Okay, favorites, feeds, and so forth. This is where you would go to favorite center and go to like feeds and favorites as well. I'm going to press right up because there are new items.
Add to favorites, Alt plus Z button.
Just like in Explorer 6 and below, you can add your current web page to favorites.
Favorites center, Alt plus Z.
That these toolbars related to favorites. I press tab again.
Blind peak zone tab. The switch pages, press control tab.
This is where the tab is listed. The tabs are listed. The only tab that is open is Blind Geek Zone tab, so I'm going to press right arrow again.
Tab, new tab, control, plus T button to... Blind, live search, document, tab, list button to activate. Quick tabs, control, plus Q button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, list button to activate, press spacebar. Live search, documents tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
Yeah, we have that. We currently have documents, live search, and Blind Geek Zone. These are two tabs that are open. I press tab again.
Toolbar home split button to activate. Press the spacebar for the context menu.
This is like a miscellaneous toolbar. This is a home page used to open home page. I'll press right arrow.
Toolbar print split button to activate. Press the space.
This used to configure and print your current home page.
Page button.
Page button, this allows you to configure the page elements. I'll come back to that later while showing you new keystrokes.
Tools button.
Tools button, just like tools menu. This is a toolbar replica of tools menu on the menu bar.
Command bar toolbar to activate. Press the space bar for menu. Online support to nap. Send feedback. Hey, about Internet Explorer. Leaving menus. Toolbar.
This is a help bar. By the way, this is a replica of a help menu on the menu bar. So I'll press that tab.
Home visited link. Home visited link.
So that's what's new with the command bars. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some browsing and show you new aspects of tabbed browsing and so forth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a link on the new tab.
Audio visited link.
If I want to open like a, let's see, I'm currently at Rick Harmon's website. And if I want to open like an audio link on a new window, you press Shift Enter. And to open it using a new tab, you press Alt Enter. This works with address bar and links as well.
Audio visited link.
Apparently, it does not work.
2%, 100%, 10 headings and 71 links. Saturday, March 24, comma.
Apparently, the Alt Tab command does not apparently work. So what I'm going to do is I'll press backspace to go back to
Blind Geek Zone. Program audio with
and audio link, and I'm going to try to open it with new tab, so I'll press context key to see what happens.
Context menu to navigate, open and open, open a new tab, W.
There we go. That is the item that you want to choose. If you want to open the link in a new tab, so what I'm going to do is I'll press enter.
Leaving menus, Blind Geek Zone, Windows Internet Explorer, audio visited link, new tab page. Blind Geek Zone Windows Inter Audio Home Visited Link.
I don't know, for some reason when you use a context menu, open a new tab, it does not automatically focus your cursor to the audio tab. I don't know why it's doing that. And to close the audio tab, you press Control W.
Blind Geek Zone.
Or let's see.
Live search.
Let's try this. Let's try Control F4.
Blind Geek Zone.
The Control F4 does indeed work. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a new tab and type in a new address. So what I want to do is I press Control T.
Address edit combo about tabs.
And then I'll type, let's see, www.google.
R-E.
I typed it wrong again. Google.com and press enter on that.
Google. Google search edit. Google search edit.
Okay, it opened a new tab and I'm now at the Google's website with a search box. Focused on the cursor. I press Control F4 to close it again.
Blind.
There we go. In Internet Explorer 7.0, it has new keystrokes such as new Control plus alphanumeric keystroke and Alt plus alphanumeric keystrokes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to briefly demonstrate those keystrokes. So first of all, I'm going to press Alt C, which if you remember that the keystroke was supposed to go to Flavor Center, I'll press Alt C and you should hear.
Favorites tree view links closed, 1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
This is used to open. This is like a replica of a.
Menu bar, files, and leaving menus, like favorites.
Organize favorites dialog.
Toolbar pin the favorites center button to act. Toolbar favorites button checked. Favorites tree view links.
Okay. That's the layout of the favorites dialog. This is where you will open and do some organization of the favorites. I'll press escape to get out of here.
Audio visited link.
And the following is.
Menu contents edit. Menu. Leaving menu.
Then the next one is.
Command bar toolbar to activate. Alt-J. Press the space bar for the context menu. Press down arrow. Audio visited link. Odd visited link. Home visited link. Offline. Good morning. It's Saturday.
Alt-J does not do nothing, but it focuses the user to the command bar, apparently. Alt-L will open
command bar toolbar
the help toolbar, which is a replica of
my audio donations link.
This is a replica of help menu bar on the menu bar. You press Alt-M.
Yahoo to activate. Press the space.
This is used to open the homepage toolbar. Remember, recall that you heard like a home split button. This is the dialog that I'm talking about. You can press Enter to open your current homepage or
add or change homepage. ...
Add or change homepage. If you have a new, in fact, tab browser enabled, you can add or change a homepage for each tab. I press escape to get out of it. If you press although, it'll open tools to menu bar.
Menu, delete browsing history.
Actually, this is a tools toolbar. It says delete browsing history and
diagnose connection problems. Unavailable.
See? Which is pretty useful if you have some network problems.
Pop-up blocker sub menu.
You can. Just like Internet Explorer 6.0 under XP Service Pack 2, you can enable or disable pop-up blocker.
Phishing filter submenu H.
Phishing filter, which is new to Windows Internet Explorer 7.0, so I'll press right arrow to open the menu.
Check this website. See. Turn on automatic website checking. Report this website. Phishing filter settings. Check this website. See.
This is used to check for like malicious content on the web page. That's what phishing filter is all about. It is part of the parameter control, I think.
Phishing manage add-on submenu A.
Used to manage add-ons, that's like IE6.
Work offline.
Work offline. Used to work offline when you're not connected to internet.
Windows update.
Windows update used to launch Windows update control panel at least in IE7.
Full screen F11F.
Full screen used to toggle between just a window or a full screen.
Menu bar M. Toolbar submenu T. Internet options O. Delete browsing history ... D.
So that's the menu structure and tools menu toolbar with auto command. I press escape twice to exit out here. If I press Alt P, you should hear.
Toolbar page button pressed to activate. Press the space bar for the context menu. Press down arrow Alt plus P. Menu new window control plus N.
This is used to control the window layout. So there's a new window, Control N.
Cut Control plus X unavailable.
Control X to cut.
Copy Control plus C unavailable.
Copy selected text to clipboard, which is copy command.
Paste Control plus V unavailable.
Paste.
Save as ...
Save as.
Send page by email ...
Send page to an email recipient.
Send link by email ...
If you want to send an email to email recipient, you can do that.
Edit with Microsoft Office Word.
If you set the programs under Internet Explorer options to use Microsoft Word as an email, you will see this item. If you change the associated program for editing web pages, this item will be gone, replaced by the program that you chose.
Zoom submenu Z.
Zoom, this is used to zoom in or zoom out your windows. This is related to views, by the way.
Text size submenu X.
Used to make your text charts. This is used to make the text size larger or smaller, or make it normal.
Encoding submenu.
This is used to view the encoding layout that was used to encode the HTML file.
View source, S.
Used to view the HTML source of the web page.
Security report unavailable, R.
Used to generate the security report of the website, web page.
Web page privacy policy .. V.
Again, privacy policy on the web page.
New window control plus N.
So that's a page layout. So it's like a page element menu in toolbar. If I press Alt R, here's what you should hear.
Menu print .. Control plus P.
We are now in the print dialog. Actually, print toolbar. We have a usual printing items. Print dial. Print .. Button.
Print preview .. V.
Print preview.
Page setup .. U.
Page setup for printing.
Print .. Control plus
so
P.
So that's a print toolbar. So that's basically it. But there is one more.
Donation.
If you need to quickly add the page you're in into favorites, what you would do is press Alt Z to go to favorites and add it. So I'll do that now.
Menu add to favorites .. Control plus D to navigate. Press up or down arrow A. Add to favorites.
Actually, this is a favorites toolbar actually. I forgot to mention about that. So add to favorites. Yes, you will press the enter on this button to add the current page to favorites.
Add tab group to favorites ..
If you want to add a tab group to favorites, you can do that.
Import and export .. I. Organize favorites .. O.
Organize favorites. Yeah, you can organize favorites using favorites center.
Add to favorites ..
So that's what's there in favorites toolbar. If you have noticed, I've just gone over the Alt key combinations. So for complete keystrokes, you use the help command to view the keystrokes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some new keystrokes with Control plus command. So to add a page to favorites without having to invoke the favorites menu, you press Control D.
Add a favorite dialog. Add a favorite. Add this web page as a favorite. To access your favorites, visit the favorites center. Name, edit, blind geek zone, type in text, alt plus.
Since I already have blind geek zone as my favorite, I'm not going to edit. If the favorites name is correct, you will press enter on that. If not, type the name for the favorites and press enter. It will load and it will save the web page as a favorite. Then to search for anything that you want on the internet, you will press Control E to go to live search.
Live search edit, type in text, Control plus down arrow for.
Actually, it's not Control down arrow, you can just type anything that you want to search and press enter. I'll come back to that later.
Live search edit. Mailing list.
I have to press the
mailing list.
Tap several times to get out of there. Other than that, the same as other control commands like Control C, Control F, and others.
Mailing list.
So these are the new keystrokes that are available in IE 7.0. One of the features that has been introduced in IE 7 is instant search box. So what I'm going to do is, as I said earlier, a few moments ago, that I'll come back to this later, and I said that I will. And this is the time to come back to live search. What I'm going to do is press Control E to go to Windows Live Search.
Live Search Edit.
This uses the MSN, now known as Windows Live, website to search for anything on the internet, like a Google search. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type what blind cool tech and press enter to see what Windows Live has to offer.
1% live search blind cool tech 100% RSS feeds 21 headings and 51 links. Live search blind cool tech graphic more services. Live search link sign and edit blind cool tech go button. List of 6 items. Link web on mouse over. Link images on mouse over. Link news on mouse over. Link maps on mouse over. Link classifieds on mouse over. This page link more on mouse over. List end heading level 1 blind cool tech heading level 5 page 1 of 554,066 results. Dot. Heading level 5 link options. Dot. Heading level 5 link advanced. List of 10 items. Visited heading level 3 link line. Cool Tech Podcast. iTunes accessibility demo. March 16. March 16.
Yeah, it opened the correct search terms using MSN, now known as Windows Live. So that's one way of searching on the internet. But I highly recommend that you use the traditional search engines to search via engines like Yahoo, Google, and other well-known search engines, which is more reliable. And there's a way to define the search website I want to show you in a moment. So that's how you search for anything on the internet with the introduction of search box on IE7. While opening a few websites, you heard there were RSS feeds. And I'll try my best to show you how to add certain RSS feed contents to IE7 web pages that display RSS feeds. Okay.
Home audio.
Sorry for that delay over there. So to add a feed, what you do is press Alt Z to go to
audio
favorite center.
Favorites preview links.
Press Shift Tab once.
Toolbar favorites button checked to activate. Press the space bar.
Well, now it's a favorites button and press right arrow.
Feeds button.
And
toolbar history split button. The favorites button. Feeds button.
Feeds button. If the website has a feed, the feeds button for visual users will glow. For blind users, JAWS or window eyes will speak RSS feeds to letting you know that feeds button has changed. So I'll press space.
Feeds preview. Microsoft feeds closed. 1-1. Microsoft feeds open. 3-1. Microsoft at home. 1. Microsoft MSNBC new. Z. Microsoft. Toolbar pin the favorites center button. Toolbar favorites button. The app feeds button checked. Toolbar history. Favorites button.
And let's see. Audio.
Cont property. Add to paste on. Add to favorites. Dot. Copy short. Copy. Cut on a vic. Print target. Saved. Open and open and new. Open. Properties are.
Okay, that's how you view your favorite feeds. And you. And. To subscribe to a feed, you would do. Yeah, to subscribe to a feed. You go to a website where there's a feed, and you go to favorite center, go to feeds, and if there's a feeds available, then you can subscribe from there. Apparently, I didn't find a feed around here, so I'll try my best to find something to play with. So that's how you use RSS feeds. In like a favorite center, you can view or change feeds or even delete a feed that you're subscribed to. Now the Internet Explorer internet options has changed since IE6. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open tools
menu
and open internet options by pressing O.
Menu bar tools to navigate press left.
Just let you know I'm using Pac-Man sounds again.
To create home page tabs, type each address on its own line. Edit http://www.yahoo.com/ type in text.
Okay. Just like IE6, the first item that comes up is the home page. So the currently we're at the general tab. And to type a home page on a given tab, you press the home, you type the home page and tap the home page on the another line to open it using new tabs. So I press tab. And the following items are standard on IE6 as well.
Use current button to activate press space.
Use current homepage as homepage.
Use default button.
Default homepage, which is the Microsoft website.
Use blank button.
Blank page.
Browsing history, delete ... But
if you want to delete history, you can do that. It's such like the same thing as IE6.
Temporary internet files and history settings. Button to activate press space bar. Alt.
You can set your temporary files and history settings right here, just like IE6.
Search default settings button.
Search default settings. If you want to search using different sites, you will configure here. So I'll press space.
Internet Options dialog, General page, Change Search Defaults dialog. The following search providers are available in Internet Explorer. You can set the default provider for the address bar in the instant search box below. Search providers list view, Live Search Default, 1-1, to move. Set default button, to remove button, to find more providers, .. find more providers, ..
Yeah, this is related to search item. The first that you heard was current address for the Windows Live Search.
Okay, but cancel, search providers list view, Live, set default button to activate.
Yeah, if you have more than one search provider, then you can select it and use it as a default.
Remove button to activate.
So if you want to add new providers, I'll press space on the link.
Find more providers, .. Connecting, .. new browser window. Add search providers to Internet Explorer 7.
Yeah, this, this is the web page that opens. I'll press
add search
down arrow to read the whole page here.
To add a provider to the Internet Explorer 7 instant search box, click the providers link below. You can set any of these as the default search provider by selecting the make this my default search provider checkbox in the add search provider dialog box that appears when you click the link. Graphic globe logo links see global search guides. Land, web search topic search create your own. Table with two columns and six rows. Graphic AOL search logo this page link AOL stop searching start finding.
Okay, that's AOL. That's the search providers that offer here. We have American Online and
Traffic Ask logo this page link ask.com better search tools for better results.
Ask.com, which is not quite a rare search engine, but some people are using it these days.
Traffic Google logo this page link Google web search.
Google the popular web search. Well, my preference is to go to Google, but I'll press down arrow to see what others offering.
Graphic Lycos logo this page link Lycos.com Lycos search go get it.
Lycos, this is another aware search engine.
Graphic Live search logo this page link Windows Live search from Microsoft. Find it fast.
This is the default search provider that they have and
Graphic Yahoo logo this page link Yahoo web search.
Yahoo is the one that is set to my home page. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select Google.
Graphic Google logo this.
I'll press enter.
Table column 2 row 3. Google this page link. Add search provider dialog. Do you want to add the following search provider to Internet Explorer? Name Google from www.microsoft.com. Cancel button to activate. Make this my default search provider checkbox not checked.
If you're not make the Google at Google or any other search engine that's just selected the default, you'll press check. You'll press space to check it. If you don't want to do that, then you can uncheck it. I'll press space to check it as a default.
Checked. Add provider button to activate. Press space.
You press space or enter the add provider button and it should be added to the search providers list. Huh.
Add search. Quick links link. Toolbar home split button to home link. Internet options. New search default settings button to add temporary browsing distance. Search default set. Add search providers to Internet Explorer 7 with worldwide link. New browser window. Blind peak search default settings.
Okay, we've now changed the search default. To confirm that, I'll press space.
Internet option search providers list view. Google default. 1 of 2. Blind peak.
Okay, we have the Google web page as a search provider. I'll press tab.
Tab browsing settings button to activate. Press space bar.
If you want to configure tab browsing settings, you will press space here.
Internet options dialog. Tab B page. Tab browsing settings dialog. Enable tab browsing requires restarting Internet Explorer checkbox checked.
If you want to enable tab browsing, you will press space. This is the recommended setting that I recommend. If you don't want to do that, and if you want to go back to IE6, the default of opening one page per window, you do not want to check it. So you can uncheck it.
Warn me when closing multiple tabs, checkbox checked.
Especially if you're going to exit Internet Explorer, it will warn you that you're about to close a new tab if you want to just close it or cancel it.
Always switch the new tabs when they are created. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus A.
Yeah, this is the setting that's not checked. If you want to switch to new tabs while they are created, you will press space to check it. In that case, I'll press space to check it.
Checked. Enable quick tabs requires restarting Internet Explorer. Checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Quick tabs allows you to view like the preview of a tab page. So I'll press tab
open
again.
Only the first home page when Internet Explorer starts. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus F.
If there is multiple home pages specified for each tab, you'll press space open the first page when opening Internet Explorer. Otherwise, you'll press space uncheck it to have those web pages open when you start Internet Explorer. So the home pages that you specify will open new tabs.
Open new tabs next to the current tab, checkbox checked. So.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you could do that. Excuse me for that yawning here.
Open home page for new tabs instead of a blank page, checkbox not checked. So check, press spacebar, Alt plus H.
If you want to open a new, if you want to open your home page while opening the new tabs, you can do that. Otherwise, you can press spacebar to uncheck it. If you do that, then the blank page will appear with the address bar focused on the cursor.
When the pop-up is encountered, always open pop-ups in the new window radio button check.
If there's a pop-up that's encountered on a page such as online media players, you can use a legacy Internet Explorer 6.0 to open it using your new window. And
when the pop-up is encountered, always open pop-ups in the new tab radio.
That's the one that you want to use if you're using tab browser.
When the pop-up is encountered, let Internet Explorer decide how pop-ups should open radio button checked.
It depends on the author of the web page. So I'll press down arrow to move back to the default items.
When the pop-up is encountered, always open pop-ups in the new window radio button checked.
Yeah, that's the one. I'll press tab again.
Open links from other programs in a new tab in the current window radio button checked.
Yeah, that's what you would use if you want to open IE from another program.
Restore defaults button to activate.
To restore defaults.
OK button.
Our state changes, I'll press enter on OK button.
Blind peak zone width. Colors button to act languages button. Fonts button. Accessibility button.
These four items are the same as IE 6, by the way. I'll press control tab to move to the other items.
Security page. Select the zone to view or change security settings. Select the web content zone to specify its security settings. List view. Internet 1 to 4. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Just like in Internet Explorer 6.0, you can customize the security settings. I'll press tab.
Security level for this zone. Enable protected mode requires restarting Internet Explorer. Checkbox checked. So clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt plus P.
Protected mode, which is new to Internet Explorer 7.0. In protected mode, IE have a restricted access to your hard disk. It will not edit folders besides Internet Explorer's temporary internet files folder. So it's restricted to that folder. If the protected mode is off, you can edit other folders as well.
Security level for this zone, custom level dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar.
If you want to customize it, you can press space on that.
Security level for this zone, default level button to activate.
If you want to restore your default level, you can do that as well.
Reset all zones to default level button to activate, press spacebar.
If you want to reset everything to default levels, you can do that here.
OK button.
Press control tab to move to the next page.
Privacy page. Settings. Select the setting for the internet zone. Settings up down slider. 40%. Medium. Blocks third party cookies that do not have a compact privacy policy. Blocks third party cookies that save information that can be used to contact you without your explicit consent. Restricts first party cookies that save information that...
Okay. We have the privacy page. Just like IE 6. You can now set the privacy level. So I'll press tab.
Sites button to activate, press.
Privacy sites.
Import button to activate, press. Advanced button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus B.
Import button, you can import your privacy settings from other windows as well. And advanced button, you can advance your, customize your advanced privacy settings. I'll press tab.
Turn on pop-up blocker, checkbox checked. Turn on.
You recall that in Service Pack 200 XP with IE6, that pop-up blocker is open by default. If you want to open pop-up blocker, when the pop-up is encountered, you will press space to check it. If not, press space to uncheck it. You can quickly customize this on the tools when you're on the pop-up blocker.
Pop-up blocker settings buttons.
You can set your pop-up blocker to block certain websites or allow all pop-ups.
OK buttons.
Then control tab for next page.
Content page. Parental controls control the internet content that can be viewed. Parental controls button to activate, press spacebar.
Parental controls, which allows you to set the websites that are restricted by other users, programs that are restricted by other users, etc. I'll go over in the security episode.
Enable dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar.
If you want to enable parental controls, I can do that from here.
Clear SSL state button to activate, press spacebar.
SSL, secure socket layer, which is like a security mechanism in IE 6 and 7. You can do that as well.
Certificates button.
Certificates, which you use to view the website certificates.
Publishers button to
publishers, you can use to see this button to see the author or publisher of the web page.
Auto complete settings button.
You can customize auto complete settings. Press tab.
Complete settings button.
You can select press space to open the page settings, which allows you to configure RSS feeds.
Okay button.
Then next.
Connections page. To set up an
just like IE6, you can set up your connection here. I'll press Control Tab. The items is pretty much standardized these days.
Programs page. Default web browser. Internet Explorer is the default web browser. Tell me if Internet Explorer is not the default web browser. Checkbox check. So clear check mark. Press space bar.
If IE is not default web browser, then it'll tell you so. If you don't want to receive that message, you can uncheck it here.
Manage add-ons button to activate. Press.
You can manage add-ons here, or you can use manage add-ons under tools.
HTML editor combo box Microsoft Office Word 3 of 4.
You can select the HTML editor here. So my preference is to go with either Notepad or Front Page, depending on what is installed. So I'll press up arrow or down arrow to go up.
Microsoft Office Front Page.
Front Page is the one that I would select. So I'll press tab.
Set programs button to activate. Press spacebar.
Is used to open set programs and defaults, access defaults. Set access program defaults, by the way. To set the default programs for activities like email and internet.
Okay button to active.
Then control tab on the next page.
Advanced page. Deletes all temporary files. Disables browser add-ons and resets all the changed settings. You should only use this if your browser is in an unusable state. Settings preview. Accessibility open.
Just like Internet Explorer 6.0, you can customize your settings here.
Restore advanced settings button.
This is used to restore everything back to factory defaults.
Reset ... button.
Yep, this is the one that you want to use to reset everything back to defaults.
Okay, button.
So that's the internet options. Well, most of them are pre-standardized from Internet Explorer 6.0. Most items are same, but I've given you some preview of new items that you will see in IE7. You will find the same items under Internet Explorer 7 with XP as well. So for those of you who have IE7 on XP, you would see similar items. So I'll press space to save the changes.
Blind Peak Zone, audio visited link.
So this is how the Internet Explorer has changed from 6.0 to 7.0. And there are other features that didn't cover, including pop-up blocker, information bar, and phishing filter, which I hope that someone will cover in a while. So that is an overview of Internet Explorer 7 with Windows Vista. You can contact me via various means. You can contact me by email at joseph_lee22590@yahoo.com. You can contact me via joseph.lee22590@gmail.com or joseph.lee22590@blindsea.com. So, and I'll see you in the next episode of A Guide to Windows Vista. See you soon.